Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Now imagine this scene. You get pulled over by the cops. You kind of know why. You don't think you were speeding or slipping into the other lane or running red lights or anything, but you are still a little hazy because you have this really big project that's about to hit deadline and you just have to stay in touch with the office. Just relax. We are cool. Breath is fine. I haven't been drinking anyway. Phone. Oh, yikes. Let's just turn that on airplane mode. Okay.
License and registration, sir.
Certainly, officer. Is everything okay?
I was watching you for about 2 miles and you didn't look out the windshield once. You distracted, sir?
No, officer, I don't know what you mean. I'm just driving from the office after a really long day.
Texting people at the office, maybe?
Absolutely not.
He has sent 33 texts within the last hour and 10 within the past 5 minutes.
Siri? That phone was off.
You put me in airplane mode when the officer pulled you over.
Now that's some useful information.
I try to be helpful.
What is going on here?
Your phone is working for us, sir. While you were driving, I told Siri to collect information about what you were doing and the speed you were going. We just transfer that data right to your, $250 ticket.
Oh, man. Thanks, Siri. I thought you were on my side.
I am. I don't want you to die in a fiery car wreck.
Thanks, Siri. I get the point.
My name is James O'Connor from Northwest Indiana. My biggest distraction is my phone. Whether I get a notification on Instagram or Facebook pops up or even a text, for some reason, just a strange addiction I have to go ahead and reply to the message, the text, whatever it is.
It's serious. Texting and driving is estimated to cause 1 in 4 accidents in the United States. Lawmakers in New York are voting on what they see as a solution to the cell phone problem this summer. They want to treat texting and driving like drunk driving and give police officers a technology called a textilizer. An officer would be able to use that device to go into a phone's operating system to determine if anything illegal like texting was happening at the time of a crash. And, of course, it would turn the phone against you. Lauren Smith, Policy Counsel at the Future of Privacy Forum, joins us. Lauren, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
Is texting a violation that cops have a difficult time proving?
So there's already sort of legal processes in place that law enforcement can take to find out whether these types of infractions have occurred. The better solutions, we think, are rather than trying to come up with technologies that have some real serious privacy implications, like the textilizer, we should be focusing on things we can do to make sure that distraction in cars is minimized. And people are relying on their phones a lot to navigate and in other aspects of their lives. And there's a lot of new technologies that have figured out how to integrate these in a non-intrusive way that can minimize distraction from the road.
How do you respond to the argument that having the phone rat you out is a disincentive that would actually discourage you from texting?
Well, honestly, the phone will rat you out in the long run anyway. The question is whether it happens by the side of the road or whether it happens with the built-in legal processes that we already have. We're focused on technologies that can be used to prevent these infractions from even happening, to prevent the accidents from happening. So there's all sorts of new car technologies. There's, you know, voice activation. There's ways to connect your car through your phone. There's new sorts of crash avoidance technologies that can mitigate accidents.
Lauren Smith, how concerned are you about the scenario of someone who gets pulled over? Under the law, the textilizer downloads the information, but it also discloses to the officer that this person has been in touch with ISIS, even though they didn't look for that. And boom, they're in solitary confinement at a supermax.
As it's been explained, the information that they'd be able to access with the textilizer would be limited to metadata. So it's not clear that there would be scenarios in which that sort of information could be gained from the side of the road. And there are specific protections we have for phones, and there are processes that agencies like the FBI have, but that's not necessarily something that I think should be built into a device like this.
Lauren Smith is a policy counsel at the Future of Privacy Forum in Washington, D.C. Thanks so much, Lauren.